Welcome to Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Rollin, and I'm your host.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's round three here at the 2025 NFR. And as I'm sure you all know, it was crowded at the top. We had a three-way tie for round three. Three times the fun, I guess you could say. It was also kind of full of Canadians. Dawson and Dylan Graham took an early lead in the round with a 3.8 second run. They were the second team out, set the pace pretty early. Lightning and Caden, they're kind of at the bottom of the round, joined the club with a 3.8, and then immediately followed by Colton Schmidt and Jonathan Torres with a 3.8. They all pocketed $29,176.65 for the round win. Chelsea wrangled all six of the guys inside the press room at the Thomas & Mack for this episode of The Short Score, which is once again brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the stallion who brings the same run every time. AQHA World Champ, Major Rodeo winner, and the first AQHA World Champion stallion ever to rope at the NFR. Oz breedings are $500 off during the entire NFR. Lock your contract in at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
Does it feel like a hockey rink in here?
Yeah. Yeah? Felt like home.
Yeah, feels like home. Tell me about the first couple rounds. You feel like, obviously, you got very comfortable quick.
Yeah.
Tell me.
The first round, I just screwed up, lost my rope, but I had a sweet go, felt like I headed them good, mm-hmm. So I just... change anything.
Yeah, so it's just now you hit your groove.
Yeah.
Your heel shot last night is what the internet loved. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I kind of had a little stumble and went by a little bit and pulled it off and come back tonight with a pretty solid run.
What did you know about that steer?
Luke sent me the video from the run-throughs and he looked like a just medium good steer. Looked pretty dang full and fat, but I just played him as he was going to leave and be right there.
What about you? Tell me about your view of the run.
Yeah, I watched it about 5 minutes before we roped, and he looked good. I seen him in the run through. He's a little bigger or fatter than the rest of them, but I thought he was going to be good.
Gotcha. Has there been anything that you, the last three nights, anything you didn't expect about the NFR, about roping at the NFR? Anything that surprised you yet?
No, not really, honestly. We got some great friends. I mean, they kind of made sure we were prepped. Between Ren and Bueller and Levi and them guys, they made a pretty good picture for us.
Yeah? Well, tell me about that. What did it look like?
They just said it's fast.
Mm-hmm.
Try to break the barrier and see. Hopefully you get out type deal. And I really don't know if I've been in the barrier yet.
No? Where did you guys practice? Did you set up an NFR pen or anything?
Yeah, we were up in my house in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I just put the left wall there just because. I mean, they probably didn't have to, but... I did it just because with some bales, and mm-hmm. We had a bunch of steers, and I don't know, you came to Arizona when? The
1st of November.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And went to roping.
Gotcha. Tell me about how your horse has been finishing.
Yeah, he's a good horse. Seems like he takes the dirt good and shuts around out fast.
Yeah, and why did you opt for the yellow? Tell me about that choice. Did you have any other ones that you really wanted to ride?
Nope.
Yeah.
I brought yellow.
Yeah.
I brought one. Everybody in the world knew I was riding him.
Yeah.
he's been every single place. Shoot. My wife's mad because she can't ride him in the finale in a couple days. But, yeah, he was the – I wasn't bringing another horse.
So your family's roping at the finale too?
Just my wife.
Just your wife?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, what does it feel like? First NFR go-round win, how's it feel?
Yeah, it's good. It's fun. I don't know.
So political. So chill.
It's cool. I'd like to do it again.
How about you?
Yeah, same. Something we've always looked forward to accomplish, and glad we're here.
Good job, guys.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. Again. Tell me how that felt compared to the first night.
Not as a... It's a little more of a Hail Mary than the first night, for sure.
How come?
I was late and reached and... I don't know. The cow felt like I whipped him a little bit, and luckily Caden heals good.
Yeah, how about for you?
The steer was definitely strong. I felt a little, like I kind of, the first two nights I was kind of starting a little bit further up the box, and I watched the video of our steer, and I was like, oh, he don't lead really sharp, so I'm going to go from the back so I don't jump on him and duck him left. and I stayed back, and that sucker took off, and I was like, oh God. And I was kind of felt a little bit behind, but I was right there when he turned, so it worked out.
Okay, tell me about Cole's horse. Felt good?
Yeah, he's getting better every night. He mm-hmm. went around that one really good, and he feels good. He's strong, seven horn, mm-hmm. takes the jerk good. He can pull that old gray around, you know?
Yeah. When you threw that much, what did you have to do with the gray to...
No, I just dallied. He's going to pull him. I mean,
yeah.
Whenever. And he didn't get a good go. I mean, because I didn't get a good go. And yeah. He, this has been, and he's been a blessing to have. So.
Very good. Congrats, guys.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Meet Oz on a hot streak, the stallion powering Lane Mitchell and Kyle Dennison to the finals. His record speaks for itself. The 2019 AQHA Junior Heading World Champ, top 10 heel horse the same year, winner of the Rocky Mountain Cup in Calgary, over $400,000 earned, and PRCA Heel Horse of the Year runner-up. Oz now becomes the first AQHA World Champ stallion to ever rope inside the Thomas & Mack. Solo Select is offering $500 off every Oz breeding through the NFR. Lock your contract in at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
I think I spoke this into fruition by telling Lillian to write a story about your horse this morning.
Yeah, that's nice. Let's do that again tomorrow.
Let's try to stay on the same horse.
Yeah, we are. We are.
Gotcha. Okay, but I honestly didn't hear her whole interview with you. So why did you want to go with James Bond?
James Bond. You know, just honestly, I really appreciate and respect Ren's opinion on my roping and my career, per se. And it was just an option to try him out at the Canadian Finals, and I thought that'd be a really good place to try it. The Canadian Finals wasn't really a success, but the horse was a success, and the practice was really good. And I just thought it was a blessing to get to ride with Ren for a whole week and have his opinion for the last month and a half on our runs and my roping. And yeah, I really just respect it and appreciate what the Richards have done for me.
Gotcha. And so tell me about him tonight. What was going on in the box?
Steer was just kind of fighting the chute. I've been backing him up in the middle of the box, kind of backing him up four or five strides. Tonight we kind of thought we'd turn him closer to the box and just let his hips hit. Steer fought and actually gave me a chance to reset. And when I reset, horse felt really, really good. And I nodded, and Johnny's horse was in the midst of freaking out. So it was kind of a little touch and go, but it was okay.
Yeah, tell me, what did you feel? Why was your horse upset?
Same thing. I mean, I want to thank the Fillmore family for letting me ride Scooter. He's a 10-year-old bay, and like I said, Jared Fillmore, he done a great job with him. I've got to ride him for the rest of the year. And, yeah, I mean, he's a little fireball. He's a little tough. I mean, great. I mean, can take the whole deal. I mean, I think that's what it takes. But sometimes even me, I can get a little tense in there maybe and just be pulling on him or whatever the case was. I mean, like I said, he just kind of moved around a little bit in there. But like I said, just thankful. I mean, he's so fast and so strong, so electric. I mean, it just makes my job easy.
James Bond looked easy tonight. Like, it looked like, did you feel, was that a comfortable shot for you?
Yeah, honestly, that's a really breath of fresh air. Like, last night was a breath of fresh air for me to catch in the Thomas & Mack. And then, me too. You know? I told Trisha and Jessica that I was going to do a victory lap no matter our time yesterday. So they called me out on it, but I was very excited for yesterday. But the run we made today, that was a breath of fresh air, because that's the run that we've been trying to draw up and make. You know, that's why I wanted to ride that horse. That's what we've been working on. Ren was real adamant about the motions and the movements that horse makes throughout the runs. We're taking tents off in places that aren't really even relevant to the camera or to the common eye. So that's what happened today. Just real simple run, steer step to the right. I actually rode him through the turn. Johnny had an easy throw, and we had a great finish. Like, that's nice. That's what we're after. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that same for you? That felt the same?
Yep, I mean, same thing. Like I said, he did a great job, nailed the start. Steer was one step to the right. I mean, felt like he put him in my lap, and if we can keep doing that, it seems like it's going to work out.
Are you trying to get out around him? Like, how are you, what position are you trying to ride?
Really and truly, I just told myself the last couple of days, just let your horse do the work. I mean, just... He knows what he's doing, you know, and he knows what he's supposed to do. I just need to trust it and just trust what we can do and just trust our run and just have faith in what we do, and it turns out.
Were you trying to be 3-8 tonight, or were you just trying to make that very specific smooth run?
Like, yeah, no, I've been trying to take the clock out of the equation mm-hmm. for the whole week. I tried to really focus on that this summer,
keeping the mouth of the box is the slowest part of my run mentally is what I've been working on. So I've just been trying to follow that and stay on course. And, you know, I was honestly a little bit worried about my roping coming into it, that it wasn't quite fast enough. I didn't know if I was practicing aggressive enough, but Ram was just adamant about staying the course and just making trust in what we're working on. So no, I was not trying to be 3.8. I was just trying to do the best job with what was present, and it worked.
Okay. Congrats, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for joining us again for round three. Don't forget that tonight's episode is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the stallion proven he can win anywhere. Contracts are $500 off through the rest of the NFR. Make sure you lock yours in at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison. Once again, that number is 940-580-0156.